Well, it's the Wednesday of Wild Card Week for your Eagles as they get ready for their big matchup against the Bears. The voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, is here with me right now. Good morning, Merrill. The Eagles had a couple of days off from practices, but they're back at it today with a walkthrough.
Yeah, that's it today, Dave. A walkthrough, probably a couple of meetings. Doug is bringing them back very, very carefully. Rest, getting rest, having a rested team in Chicago on Sunday is the prime target. That's what he wants. He feels that they've been through a lot this season, and he wants them nice and fresh, and the guys are very enthusiastic.
You know, it's fascinating, Merrill, because last year, and I understand every year's different, but last year was the exact opposite. The Eagles last year wanted to have some physical practices and put the pads on. What's the difference?
Well, if the team came to him and said, we need physical practices, I'm sure he'd go in that direction. But only within reason. I think this is an entirely different season. I think this is a season in which there were so many injuries, so many guys who were bruised and battered and out for periods of time. Yes, last year they lost guys. They lost guys for the season. But think about it. You just now got Jordan Hicks back. Avante Maddox hasn't been back that long. Timmy Jernigan is another one. You want to keep this group fresh. It's an entirely different situation in terms of their physical condition.
Looking at the Bears, Merrill, who do you fear most of them? Is it Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks, Trubisky, Tariq Cohen, Jordan Howard? Which player stands out to you the most in the Bears as the guy that the Eagles have to take care of on Sunday?
The very first name you mentioned, Khalil Mack, maybe the best defensive player in the National Football League. He is outstanding, and you have to keep him away from Nick Foles or you will get no place. He is a fearsome, fearsome football player.
Why do you think the Eagles, Merrill, are finally playing their best football of the season? Why do you think it took several months for them to get the offenses clicking, the defense to shut out the Redskins? Why did it take this long?
Well, I think the biggest thing is they came back from a shortened offseason. Different guys were getting back from injuries. I mean, you didn't have somebody like Jernigan most of the season. He didn't come back till late. Then you had all those injuries with new guys coming in. I mean, guys we never even knew about, like Cravon LeBlanc. He came in, and others came in who hadn't been around. So you had to knit this team together. It was really a process. And instead of going overboard with practices and extra days, Doug Peterson was very careful. He believed in this team, and it was really knitting together a different team. So it has to evolve, and that's what's happened.
Quite the challenge for Doug Peterson this season that he has certainly conquered to this point, Merle. Well, Doug talks this morning. Nick Foles talks this afternoon. We'll chat about that tomorrow. Thanks as always for your time.
See you, Dave.
Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.